Hello?
Hi, I speak with Eka or Aika.
Who is this?
My name is Ed. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I'd like to ask a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. So I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. Okay?
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Now, I'm sorry.
Hello?
Is this, am I speaking with Erika?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought I was the other person that I was talking to. I said to her that I'm calling for an opinion research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and like Craft Workers. I'd like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I'm not selling anything, and I would not ask you for a donation. Okay? You have a few minutes?
I have a few minutes, but I'm confusing.
You're not in the union?
I'm confusing. For what you calling from?
Opinion research. We're conducting an opinion research, and our client is the International Union of Bricklayers. Let me ask you, are you in the union? How many years have you worked in the masonry industry? You're not in the union, correct? Or are you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you are? Okay. And how many years have you worked in the masonry industry? In the union, how long have you been in the union?
It's not for me, because that's for my husband. My husband is working for the union.
Okay, is he
there?
I'm sorry?
Yes, he is here. Let me know it. It's okay. Ika.
Oh, Ika, yes. I thought it was, yeah, okay.
Hello? Me hang up.
You can ask
him.
I can talk to you, and you can ask him if you want me to do that. If not, you can put him on the phone. Either way.
No. You okay. You are right. But I want to, that's my husband, and
okay.
I want to translate the, our talking to him. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, you can talk to me, and so I can ask the question, the same question in my language, and ask it to him. He is here. Say hi. Can you say
hi? Hello.
Hi. Yes. To start, how many years have you worked in the mansion industry? How long?
Really? Yeah, he said it's over 10 years.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
And what was your primary branch of the trade? Refractory bricklayer, PCC restoration, terrazzo mechanical finisher, bricklayer, marble mason, stone mason?
He is a mason.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. On the last job that he worked on, was he a foreman, a journeyman level mechanic, an apprentice, a finisher, or a helper, or an improver?
What is that again, please?
On the last job that he worked on, was he a foreman, a journey level mechanic, an apprentice, a finisher, or a helper, or an improver?
What is
cream
improver mean?
That is improving. I mean, improver. I believe that's what it means, improver. And the other one is the first one is foreman, and the other one is a mechanic and an apprentice.
To know that how he is to set. Like he's working for a rock wall, you know? And he set up the rock.
What is it?
You know, they're doing rock walls, yeah? And he's the one set up the rocks and finished the cement.
A finisher?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. And yes or no, is he currently working at the trade? Still working on the same trade? He's still doing that, right?
Yes.
Thank you. Approximately how many weeks have he been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when he wanted to work over the past 12 months in his craft, if any? Have you been unemployed in the last 12 months?
None.
No? Okay, thank you. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, has he ever seriously considered dropping his union membership in the last year? Has he considered that at all? Yes or no? Dropping the union membership?
No, tropical union membership? No.
Thank you. Thinking about what you see in your local community, he gets the sense that they are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year. But his opinion, does he think that it's more or less or the same as it was last year? Construction project.
Yeah, right now it's small.
Okay, thank you. And now, does he get the same sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Sorry, can you come again? Repeat it again, please?
Yes. The other one was just construction projects. This is the same, but it's union construction projects. It's the same question, but this is union construction projects. Does he get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer, less construction projects, or the same number as this time last year? That's an opinion. That's what he thinks.
It's less. Oh, yeah. He said he's less this year.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
And yes or no, does he get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in his community, in the community? Does he get that sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in the community, in your community, or, you know?
Yes or no? It's only yes or no. No, he said no.
Thank you. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which he has worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them? You know, someone representing the union that usually come around, yes or no, in the last 2 months, and any of the jobs that he has worked?
No.
No? Thank you.
Yeah.
And yes or no, has he ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Your question, what is the question again, please?
Has he ever been appointed as a job steward, as a representative of the union, by the union? Has he ever been appointed? They said, we want to make you a representative, a steward of the union. Has he ever been appointed as that?
Responsible for that? que me ha a union que responde for something like that.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about the last job and which he worked, do you know whether it was funded, you know, money-wise, primarily privately through your state or local government, through the federal government, or does it, or he doesn't know?
I'm sorry, what was that?
I'm sorry, can you repeat it again, please?
Yes, ma'am. Thinking about the last job that he worked, and does he know if it was funded primarily privately through your state or local government, through the federal government, or he doesn't know?
He doesn't know.
Okay,
thank you.
And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I'm busy on that thing. Can you repeat it again, please?
Yes, ask him if he thinks that the economy and jobs in the next 12 months, does he think that in the coming 12 months, does he think that there's going to be more unemployment than now? About the same or less unemployment than now?
Is it more or less?
Oh, about the same.
I think they are the same.
I'm sorry?
Unemployment. You're talking about the unemployment, yeah?
Yes. Does it think it's going to be more than now, the same as now, or less than now? In the coming...
Can you hold on? How about he, because he didn't get an unemployment. He still was. Can you grab it and put it over there, Malongwa? We are doing something. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. That's
your... Yeah, I'm so...
It's her, not you.
I'm not going to get hurt.
Don't
worry. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Did you ask him if you think that it's going to be in the coming 12 months? In 12 months, do you think it's going to be more than now? The unemployment, are the same as now or less than now?
Less than now.
Thank you. Now, looking at his family economic situation, does he believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same in the next 2 to 3 years? His economic His family economic situation, his, you know, different economic situation.
I think that question, if it's about for 3 next years, he's not the foreman or the owner of the company, then they plan and they focus on what they want.
So, do you think it's going to get worse, or it's going to get better, or it's going to stay about the same?
It's worse.
Okay. Thank you. And switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Ask him, does he think that it's the dust, air quality, COVID-19, poor risk, falling objects, heat and cold, language problem?
COVID-19.
Okay. Thank you. And yes or no, has he attended a union meeting in the past 12 months? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And for each of the following, please tell me if he has participated in the activity in the past 12 months. A union organizing, yes or no?
No.
Picketing, yes or no?
What is that?
Picketing, that's when the people go, you know, they go, there's a strike and they go with signs, they pick it in. But even if it's not a strike, when you're picking and you have signs, you know, saying what you want, that's picketing. Has he actually done that?
No.
No. And how about political campaigning, you know? You know what that is?
You know what he's saying? I'm not going to look in the same way. What is that, please?
Political campaigning. You know, supporting a political official, you know, that's political campaigning. You know, you send that this guy for the union, we're going to vote for him because he's for the union. That's done that, and that activity, in the past 12 months? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that he was working on? Regularly, occasionally, or never? A union representative, Stuart.
Is it? What is the answer?
Yeah,
okay, yeah. Hey, look what you're doing now, recently, or?
Yeah, did he, you know, on the job site, when he was working on the project, and was there a union representative? Did he come regularly, occasionally, or never? In the last 12 months, on any of the jobs that he worked on?
He said regularly.
Thank you. And now changing the subject to the world beyond the union. Please rank the following news sources from the ones that you are most likely to get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from. In other words, it's going to go, I got six, I'm going to read them to you. It's going to go from one to six. So I'm going to read you this and let me know if this is where he gets most of his news from, or the first thing that he sees, you know, where he gets his news from. Friends and neighbors, local TV news programming, the internet or social media, radio, print or online newspapers, cable news. Ask him where he gets his news from. The first, it's going to go from one to six, from the top one to the least one. Okay, from the one that he's most likely to get it to the one that he's least likely to get it. Ask him if it's from friends and neighbors, local TV news programming, the internet or social media, radio, print or online newspapers, and cable news.
It's a local one.
Which one?
The local.
The local news, TV news programming. Okay. And the next one, what would be friends and neighbors, the internet or social media, radio, print or online newspapers, cable news.
The social media.
Okay, thank you. And the next one is friends and neighbors, radio, print or online newspapers, cable news.
Revenue.
Cable news?
Yes.
Thank you. And the next one is friends and neighbors, radio, print or online newspapers.
Uh-huh. Online newspaper.
Thank you. And the next one is friends and neighbors and radio.
Yeah. Radio.
Thank you. Okay, so Mr. Larson is friends and neighbors.
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Now we're going to move to the next. Which of the following issues matters most to him right now, or to all of you actually? Immigration, jobs in the economy, education, support for labor unions, the environment, foreign policy, health care, or something else? What matters most to him right now? Which of the following issues matter most to him right now? Immigration, jobs and the economy, education, support for labor unions, the environment, foreign policy, health care, or something else?
Something else.
Thank you. And as you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to fairly finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say that it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all, that federal elected officials support this? Ask him if he will consider that to be very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not at all important for a federal elected official to support the Davis-Bacon Act, which ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects.
The finance? Hello?
Yes.
That's it.
What they want to know if to him is very important, somewhat important, not so important, and not at all important, that the Davis-Bacon Act, which ensures.
Yes, he said it's important.
Okay, very or somewhat important?
Very important.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protection of the Davis-Bacon Act? The Democratic Party or the Republican Party? Who do you think supports it more?
Republican Party.
Which one?
Republican Party,
okay, thank you. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute? GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
GM?
I'm sorry?
He said GM.
He said GM and the Stellantis, that's what he said? GM?
Yes.
Okay, somewhat more or much more?
Much more.
Thank you. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. I'm going to read them to you. His job as president overall, does he approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
What is that?
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. about support for labor unions. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing? He's doing his job for support for labor unions. Do you approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
It's strong.
Thank you. The economy. Do you approve or disapprove?
It's approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
It's strong.
Thank you. The immigration. Do you approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
For immigration. For immigration.
We almost, we're more than halfway there, so. Healthcare. Do you approve or disapprove?
Healthcare. Approve. Strong.
Thank you. Foreign affairs. Approve or disapprove?
Foreign affairs. Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. And do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is doing its job? Approve or disapprove? Congress now, not the president.
Congress. Approve and strongly.
Okay, thank you. And is he registered to vote? Or any? Is he registered to vote?
Yeah.
Thank you. And I know it is a long way off, but what are the chances that he will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will he probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or do you think that he will not vote?
He can vote.
Is he going to vote? Certain, almost certain? Or probably, or 50-50?
What is that? What is the question, please, again?
Is he going to vote? Is he almost certain that he's going to vote? Probably going to vote? Or 50-50?
Probably going to vote.
So he's going to vote?
Yes, he's going to vote.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom will he vote?
Oh, I think it's really good. I'm not going to tell you that I'm going to vote. Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety? Yes or no? Does he find that useful?
Oh, it's the bathroom. Wait. Sorry again,
Does he find it useful to receive information from the union regarding legislation that affects his career, job opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety, yes or no?
May I have to worry some of it? People are asking him. No.
He doesn't find that useful. Does he find it useful?
Sorry, what was that?
I'm asking him yes or no. Does he find it useful to receive information from the union regarding legislation that affects his career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Did they ask you, anything that would, affect? Affect anything from our way, yes or no? Yes? Yes.
Thank you. And now turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fail, poor.
Do you like, what would you rate the whole experience in union? Is it excellent? Is it okay? Like,
good, just fail, or poor?
Good, bad, poor. It's good, excellent.
Excellent, thank you. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
What about the international? Good, big time.
Good?
Good, good, yes.
Thank you. How could the union best improve the representation and service? It's an open-ended question. It's,
improve. Like, I get the
sign on my head. I have to write it down, so...
That is it.
Try to be as specific as you can.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, thank you.
What would help them improve?
Exactly. Oh, how could they? Yeah, what help improve the representation and service that the union has?
If so, what is it that... Do they need to improve the site there? He said it's the same. Everything's okay.
Okay. No complaints.
No complaints
okay.
at all.
Okay. 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 And now, what does he think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and the next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on? In his own words, and just the opinion that he has, that he feels that that's what should be a priority for the union.
What should be something important for the union for the rest of the year? Like, what something they should focus on?
And the next year.
And the next year, like continuing on for the future. Like what? Prioritizing like spending time, how in the athlete, spending time with family.
I'm sorry?
Spending time with family.
No, they're asking what is the union's top priority should be. An example would be maybe like healthcare or making it not so far away to go to a trade school, stuff like that. What do you think that they should be making a priority?
Like, what should be the union's priority? Like, to help you guys? Like, what do they, should they require, the, like, equipment, stuff like that? I don't know, what? He has nothing really to say for that one.
And no priorities? Nothing?
No.
Okay.
No.
No opinion. Okay. Okay. And we're almost done. We are 85%. Thank you so much for your participation. And what is your preferred way to receive information from the union? Email, mail, text, union meetings? Or the job site?
Mail.
Thank you. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are
local.
Important? I'm sorry?
Local.
No, how often? Four more times a year? A couple of times a
That's
year?
A lot.
Once a year?
Once a year, once a week. Like, how well, much info do you hear from them? Like once a month.
Okay, thank you. And now I'd like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
What do you think of yourself? Do you think that you're like... Sorry, what were the options?
the Democrat, a Republican, or what? Or what? Well, you know, what does he think of himself?
Republican.
Thank you. And now, will you call yourself a strong Republican or not a very strong Republican?
Strong or not very strong? Strong.
Thank you. And to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race? What is this race?
Tongan.
I'm sorry?
Pacific Islander, Tongan.
Oh, Pacific Islander, you said?
Yes, Pacific Islander.
Okay, thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Ika.
Thank you. That concludes our service. Thank you so very much for your participation. You have a nice night. Take care. I appreciate it.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.